The Committee on Local Government and Elections will come to order. First bill on today's agenda is Senate File 867. That's Senator Tomasoni's bill, but I understand Senator Bach is going to present the bill for us. Senator Bach, welcome to the committee. And
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm here today on behalf of Senator Tomasoni, who he's the chief author of this bill. I'm just a co-author.
Okay, Senator Kelash, would you like to move the bill?
I'd like to move the bill.
Senator Kelash moves Senate File 867 be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register?
Taxes, I believe.
To taxes?
Mr. Chairman.
You would know. So, to taxes. Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, I have the A2 amendment, and if we could get, this is the first committee, so if we could get that adopted to get the bill in shape, how Senator Tomasoni wants it, and then I have a small oral amendment also. Somebody move the A2.
I move the A2.
Senator Kelash moves the A2 amendment. Thank you. Discussion on the A2 amendment. Senator Bach. Just get the bill in the shape you'd
like.
Well,
Mr. Chairman, it's just technical to get the bill in shape. This is the first committee, and then I'll speak to it as amended.
Okay. Further discussion on the A2 amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Amendments adopted. Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, this bill refers to the St. Louis County Board and their county fairs that they hold over the course of the summer season. St. Louis County is a very large county in northern Minnesota. It's one of the counties that butts up against the Canadian border and runs south and includes the city of Duluth on the south end. It's probably about 180 miles north to south. I believe it's the third largest county east of the Mississippi, the largest county east of the Mississippi River in the country. And so that's the reason they have multiple county fairs. There's about very large for a rural county, not only in geography, but about 200,000 people live in St. Louis County. Mr. Chairman, the real underlying piece of the bill is about the fact that the two main St. Louis County, in fact, on all of them or just two? All four of the St. Louis County fairs that are held, the fairgrounds and the facilities, unlike any other county in the state, are on private land. They're not on county-owned land. So what the bill attempts to do in Section 2 is exempt that property from taxation because it is used exclusively for the purpose of the county fair. And then in Section 1 of the bill, Mr. Chairman, and that's where I would like to offer an oral amendment, but I can explain what's in here. In Section 1 on line 1.8, you'll see the St. Louis County Board is authorized to spend up to $2,000. The current law says maintaining a county fair. The truth is they've been maintaining more than one, so the language is not consistent with what the practice has been. And frankly, they've been spending more than $2,000, which is in violation of the law. The $2,000 number was actually put in law in 1913 and has never been changed. And I don't know, we just, I don't know if nobody was aware of it or, so anyway, we want to update the $2,000. I think if you adjusted that for inflation from 1913, you'd come up with something around $50,000 is probably the right number. But I would suggest for the committee's discussion, Mr. Chairman, to deal with the 2,000 number, which is not applicable any longer. That on line 1.8, you deleted the words not to exceed 2,000 and insert in its place the word funding.
So you're going to strike not to exceed 2,000 and insert funding?
Insert funding in its place.
Okay. Discussion to the...
I can't move
it. I move the oral amendment.
Senator Kelash moves the oral amendment. Do you have... Stangle, do you have the amendment?
Yes. Okay. On line 1.8, delete not to exceed $2,000 and insert funding.
And Senator Bach, this would only impact these four fairgrounds in St. Louis County?
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. This is specific legislation for St. Louis County.
Okay, further discussion to the Kulesh oral amendment? Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bach, I was just curious if you knew why they put that limit in there in the first place. I know it was forever ago, so it's all right if you don't, but just curious if you had any thoughts.
Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cruz, my dad was 90 years old last month, and he was born in 1921. So I don't think there are many Minnesotans left, much less people left in St. Louis County, that could probably tell us why that was originally put in. But in 1913, $2,000 was a lot of money.
Sure.
A lot of money. I wish I had an answer, though.
And I quote Senator Bach's dad oftentimes more than he does. So. One of my favorite quotes he's got. Okay, further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the oral amendments signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Amendments adopted. The bill.
Mr. Chairman, that's the extent of it. Allows them to fund more than one county fair, which is what the current practice of what's happening, makes that effective the day following the enactment. The amendment did that. Otherwise, this would have gone into effect on August 1st. And then makes the property that's used exclusively for the fair tax exempt, because it sits on private property, but the property is exclusively used for that. So that I think what we're actually doing here, Mr. Chairman, is ratifying what the current practice is.
Thank you, Senator Bach. Did you want Mr. Ogman?
I have Mr. John Ungaro, who is the government relations person from St. Louis County here. I don't know if he has anything to add, but.
Mr. Ungaro, state your name for the tape, please.
Sure, Mr. Chair and members, John Ungaro, Government and Relations Director for St. Louis County. I'm here just to help answer any questions the committee members may have.
Any questions for Mr. Ungaro? See, no. Does anyone else wish to testify to Senate File 867? Any further discussion from the member? Seeing none, Senator Kulesh renews his motion that Senate File 867, as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Taxes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails.
Mr. Chairman, on behalf of myself and Senator Tomasoni and the residents of St. Louis County, thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bach. Next bill on today's agenda is Senate File 792.
Is Senator Nino here yet?
Oh. All right. We're going to skip down to Senator Gimsey's bill, Senate File 931. Senator Nelson moves that Senate File 931 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Senator Gimsey, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, Senate File 931. Before we start, I do have a delete everything amendment for that. And just so you're aware, I do have an amendment to the delete all amendment once we're done with that to get the bill into the order that we would like to have.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the amendment.
Senator Kulesh moves the A110270 amendment. Do I have the right one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Discussion on the amendment. Senator Gimsey. This just puts the bill in the shape you'd like it in.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. And I would also like to ask somebody to move the A1 amendment to the delete all amendment.
Senator Gimsey, is this the first committee this bill has been in?
It is, Mr. Chairman.
I'll move the A1 amendment. Mr. Chair.
Kulesh moves the A1 amendment.
Do we have it?
To the amendment. Being here.
Another fine mess.
Senator Senator Gimsey, do you want to explain the A1 amendment to the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. What this will do as part of this bill, we are increasing the number of residents and members that can serve on the Melrose Public Utilities Commission. They currently have three, but what the A1 amendment does is give us the staggered term provision for the new members that will be coming on. One of the members shall initially serve a term of 2 years and one for a term of 3 years. So what we're doing is setting up a staggering term situation there within this bill for these members.
Okay. Is there anyone?
I need to do a little work on the amendment. The drafted it for the original bill. I haven't seen this amendment, so it needs a little bit of touch.
Okay. Senator Gimsey, Ms. Stangle says she needs to do a little work on the amendment.
On the A1.
On the A1 amendment.
To make it line up, yeah.
To make everything line up, all right. But we could. Should we see? Is there anyone who wishes to testify for or against Senate File 931 while we're waiting for the amendment? Or would that be all right, or would you rather wait for it, Senator Gimsey?
Well, that's fine, Mr. Chairman. You want to continue the discussion on this?
The members have any questions for Senator Gimsey?
Mr. Chairman, it seems that the amendments are probably the most controversial part of this bill.
Let's kill him.
Senator Moore moves that we...
I guess I opened myself up for that.
Mr. Chair, since we have a minute, Senator Gimsey, could you explain the issue that, or the problem that you're trying to solve with what's going on with NOAA?
Everybody else was
Senator
sleeping.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Kielash, currently the City of Melrose and their Municipal Utilities Commission is composed of three members. What they are running into in some cases is that two of those members are neighbors and they go out to have dinner together. All of a sudden they have a quorum and we have an open meeting law issue, which is one of the challenges. And also the utility has grown up to the level of having about $10 million in revenue now from 100 years ago when this was first established. They just want to have more public input on that commission and a broader scope of ideas and everything else, you know, all of the other things that go along with that, from expanding that member.
Senator Kielash.
Mr. Chair, this looks like a pot of money we might be able to tap.
This looks like what?
A pot of money we might be able to tap here.
It does.
Mr. Chair and Senator Kielash, I didn't say they had $10 million in reserves.
Probably get by with half.
Good observation, Senator. How are we doing on the amendment before Senator Gimsey gets in real trouble? Okay.
Senator Gimsey, were you looking for this to have the staggered terms? Were the appointments supposed to be staggered so they weren't all up for appointment at once?
Senator,
is that what we're looking for?
Mr. Chairman, we were looking at being able to incorporate staggered terms into that.
We're cleaning your amendment up, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I'm not sure if it'll what it'll do when we're done. Ms. Stangle.
Mr. Chair, it might be easier if we just adopted the A11 instead of changing the A1 because now it's pretty different.
Okay, so Ms. Stangle suggests we just adopt the A11 amendment
and then
do the oral amendment to that?
Yeah, I think
Okay, so discussion on the A11 amendment.
Mr. Chair, did we adopt the A11 amendment, or we didn't vote on it?
Did we
I think
vote
we had an amendment to the amendment.
And so we voted.
I also moved the...
We voted on an amendment to the amendment. How do we... Did we...
Did we vote on the amendment itself? So, okay. I move the amendment.
No, we didn't vote on...
We haven't voted on anything.
Any of that.
Okay.
So we can withdraw
the first.
So we
want to
withdraw?
Withdraw the A1? Okay.
Okay, Senator Kielash withdraws the A1 amendment and moves the A11 amendment. Discussion to the A11 amendment. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Amendment's adopted. Ms. Stengel.
The amendment to the A11 amendment would be on line 1.7 after members, insert, and the terms must be staggered, and delete lines 10 through 12.
Everyone have the amendment? Discussion to the oral amendment? Senator Kielich.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Stengel. The A1 amendment, we're deleting one of the sections. We only have one. We have two on the A11 amendment and only one. Should we move to eliminate, 412.331?
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Senator Kielish moves to amend the oral amendment. Do you want to give us that, Ms. Stengel?
Yes, I'll read the whole amendment. On line 1.4, delete sections 412.331 and insert section. On line 1.7, after members, insert end terms must be staggered, and delete lines 10 through 12.
It's a line.
Any discussion to the oral amendment? All those in favor of adoption of the oral amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The oral amendment is adopted. To your bill, Senator Gimsey, did you have any other witnesses or testifiers?
No, I don't, Mr. Chairman, members.
Any questions from members? Seeing them, Senator Kielash. Nelson. Okay. Did you move the bill?
I moved the bill. I'd like to renew my motion, Mr. Chair.
Senator, there's been a few people involved in this. Senator Nelson moves it. Senate File 931 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Renews her motion that Senate File 931 is amended to be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The bill is passed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. I look forward to the new engrossment of this bill.
Thanks for your visit, Senator.
We'll get you there some.
Okay. Next bill on today's agenda is Senate File 792. Senator Cruz moves that Senate File 792 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Senator Nino, welcome back to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Do you have an amendment?
Yeah, we have the A1 amendment, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair. Chair, I'd like to move the bill.
Senator
792.
I think Senator Cruz
and Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I missed that. So,
just move that. Didn't I? Didn't
you? Okay, move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll also move the A1 amendment.
Senator Cruz moves the A1 amendment. Discussion to the A1 amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Chai.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This issue has interested me for many, many years. And I don't know that much has changed over all these years. There were some land, I want to say it's about 40 acres, and it sits in Brooklyn Park to the north of Osseo. Senator Limerick, if you get kind of east of Central Avenue, and you know, the city of Osseo wanted to annex it, and so they went to the board, the municipal board, I think it is, and they were trying to take land away from the city of Brooklyn Park because they had no space to expand. This was in 1978, and they almost won. They almost got to take land. Are we improving that process, or is it still kind of the same old thing? Apparently, you still, the property owners, or one of the municipalities can still initiate this. Am I correct? If you're taking out sections 1 and 2, we should be asking Senator Nino. We're not really changing very much. It looks like just still one of the affected municipalities.
Senator Shai, should we first adopt the amendment?
I'm sorry.
And then.
Well, I was kind of to that point because I see we're taking out some of the.
I think it's more of a technical amendment, is described to me. Maybe Ms. Stangle can tell us what. I don't think it's changing the substance of it, but description. Ms. Stangle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. It is sort of a technical amendment. If you look at the bill now, the provisions are in three different sections. The amendment consolidates them all into the section on property owners may initiate the petition. Everything else in that law will stay the same. You can still, both municipalities can initiate it. The ALJ can initiate it. They're just making a change to how the property owners can initiate it. And it all the amendment consolidates it into one section to make the whole thing easier to read.
Would you be comfortable with adopting the amendment first and then does that fit? Okay. To the A1 amendment, further discussion? See none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. To your bill, Senator Nino.
Sure. Briefly, Mr. Chair, I will just describe what the effect of the legislation is, and then we have some testifiers that would like to speak to that, Mr. Chair. But essentially what this legislation would do is take the law back to what it was a few years ago, prior to a recent change. Previously, if a landowner and another city were interested in having that landowner move from one city to the other, so their land is in City A, City A maybe is not able to provide services adequately, but City B is immediately adjacent, and City B can provide those services. The landowner and City B could petition for a hearing with an administrative judge. That law was recently changed to require both City A and City B to join the petition with the landowner before they could have a hearing. The net effect of this legislation would simply be to put it back the way that it was, so that the landowner and one of the entities could petition to have that hearing, at which point then the hearing would look at whether that makes sense or not, and a decision would be made. Mr. Chair, we do have here, I guess Mr. Buchholz would like to speak, City Administrator from Hanover.
Okay. Mr. Buchholz, welcome to the committee. If you could state your name for the tape, please.
You bet. My name is Dan Buchholz. I'm the city administrator in Hanover, and I'm also on the board for the Minnesota Association of Small Cities. I'm speaking today in favor of this bill. I think that this is a good bill that will give property owners the chance to have their property be in the city that is best able to provide them the services that they require. And this bill also gives those property owners the right to a hearing and gives them a voice rather than going to their home city and more than likely hearing the word no. This is a process that I believe cities will not take very lightly. This process is sometimes lengthy and expensive, and there's good standards within the bill for the for the factors that would be considered in making this in making a change from moving a property from City A to a City B. I think, when I looked at this, I thought of it on the other side. You know, if this petition came, if I heard that a property owner wanted to look at moving out of Hanover into a neighboring city, what I felt was it would force myself and our council to be more creative and try and meet the property owner's need, or it may force us to realize, no, we can't provide that service. And I think the creativity is a good thing in government. So thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Scheid.
Mr. Chairman, I assume, I mean, obviously there's more to this whole statute. I assume that the city that's from which the property owners wish to detach themselves is automatically part of the proceedings of the hearing. Is it? I don't see that in here, but I assume that the hearing officer would seek input. I'm just remembering now. I think it was 80 acres, actually. And the people wanted to develop their land. And Senator Cruz will, and probably Senator Limmer know that our city has had a plan that didn't allow development north of 85th Avenue. And this is literally on 85th Avenue.
Well, Mr. Buchholz is nodding his head there. He might.
Pardon me?
Mr. Buchholz is nodding his head. He might have an answer.
If I'm not mistaken, that a notice is sent to the city that would be the property would be detached from.
Anyway, these people wanted to develop their land, right, and they couldn't if they stayed in the city of Brooklyn Park, and they wanted to sell their land. And I guess you could argue both sides of that. It was pretty alarming, though, to think that you can just come along and get yourself out of one city for one reason or another. I mean, it could be taxes or services. It could be you just want to sell your land. And I'm guessing that the municipal board, that's who still does this, I think, would take all of that into consideration. So if as long as notices are sent, that's fine. I mean, at least they participate.
Ms. Chair.
Senator Nino.
Mr. Chair. Yeah. Well, Mr. Chair, I just was going to say, I think we have Assistant Chief Judge Tim O'Malley that can tell us a little bit about how the proceedings work if you wanted to go to that at this point.
Thank you, Senator Nino. Would you like to come up, Judge? Welcome to the committee. If you could state your name for the tape, please.
My name is Tim O'Malley. I'm an Assistant Chief Judge at the Office of Administrative Hearings.
Judge, could you explain a little bit about the process?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, the answer is correct that the both municipalities would be a party. This would be put on notice. And a little further down, you'll see that in Subdivision 5, it talks that the Chief Administrative Law Judge will make a decision based on the best interest of the municipalities, plural, and the property owner. And then it refers to, I think it's 1402, that are the factors, and all the factors you might consider have to go into that decision by the Chief Administrative Law Judge.
Further discussion? Senator Kelosh.
Mr. Chair, Judge O'Malley, is there any limitations as to what you can apply for annexation? Any reason is allowed under the current system? I don't have all the laws here, so if Brooklyn Center, for the sake of discussion, put in infrastructure for that piece of land they're now going to annex into Osseo, the city of Brooklyn Center would be able to would not be able to collect taxes on the very development that they got annexed for the sake of the property owner. Now, that seems to be an issue, and I don't know. I mean, there's. It seems like there's no limitations, any reason whatsoever. And it, there's nothing to stop it from happening multiple times. So if a city said they have lower commercial property taxes than the other one, they could switch over. If they raise their property taxes, they could go back. Am I describing something completely out of turn?
Judge O'Malley.
Mr. Chair and members, I don't think you're describing something that procedurally could happen. The likelihood, I think, is diminished, though, when you look at the factors in 14.02 and the parties have – those issues will be discussed, including taxes.
14.02.
There is quite a list, Senator Kalish, of factors in statute that they have to consider. I don't know if I'd like to take a look at those. Judge O'Malley might know them by heart. I won't ask you to do that, though, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Senator Limmer.
I have a question. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Nino, do you know in the restrictions on this area of law, does the land have to be contiguous to the neighboring city? Or could it be an island of land away from the city border that another city wants to connect to?
Well,
Senator Nino.
Maybe the judge would be better to answer that. My understanding is that it would be for adjacent properties, but if the judge wants to expound on that.
Judge O'Malley.
Mr. Chair and members, that's correct. It has to abut both of the cities. It can't be an island.
Senator Limmer.
Believe it or not, there's a city that I know of that owns or has in its city legal description an island of land in another city. City of Crystal has a piece of land that's completely surrounded by New Hope. Now, I don't know if that necessarily complicates this bill, probably not, but back when the cities were being formed legally, they allowed the farmers along the property line to pick the city that they want to be a part of. And the farmer that had the island of land in New Hope for some reason didn't like the people in New Hope or the people that ran the village of New Hope, and so they held out and connected with the better people in Crystal. And so, I was raised in Crystal, so anyway, that still continues today, that land. I don't know how they do their city services or sewer lines or anything like that, but I think they've figured it all out over the years.
Any further discussion?
Tidbit of information.
Would anyone else in the audience wish to speak to the bill? Seeing none, Senator Cruz renews.
I just had one on your bill. I hope I'm not. On your bill in line 2.1, you've changed each to at least one. And what does that do as far as the effect of municipalities notice on that? Because instead of making sure both municipalities know about it, it says only one is necessary.
Would you like Ms. Stangle to answer that question?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, whoever.
Sure. Yeah. Well, my understanding is, and perhaps the judge can correct me if I'm wrong, it's just a resolution from one of the city councils instead of both or all of the city councils. However, all the cities in the town and the county and everybody that has an interest in it will be notified of the hearing.
Thank you.
Judge O'Malley?
Mr. Chair and members, that is correct. They would still be notified. That refers to the resolution of at least one.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Senator Cruz renews the motion that Senate File 792 as amended be recommended to pass and placed on the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion prevails.
Thank you, sir.
Members, that concludes our believe, our meeting for today. Being no further business before the committee, this meeting is adjourned.